15 years working in fine dining kitchens around New Orleans and Chicago gave Justin LeBlanc experience, confidence, and the drive to start his own restaurant. If that sounds like a familiar career path for ambitious young chefs, what's different in this case is where LeBlanc's own trajectory led. Today, the 33-year-old isn't running a hip new bistro, but rather tending the boiling pots and muscling sacks of oysters around his own seafood market and po' boy shop on Airline Drive in Metairie. Late last year, LeBlanc left his job as executive chef at the Southern Yacht Club and, along with his wife Catherine, opened Bevi Seafood Company. The name, B-E-V-I, is a combination of their children's names, Benjamin and Violet. Here, the young couple serve po' boys, plate lunches, and boiled crawfish. They sell live and fresh seafood from the retail counter, and in the process, they join a small current of new eateries that dial back to a very old model of New Orleans flavor. There's plenty to distinguish the food at Bevi, from the caramelized onions that dress the roast beef po' boys, to LeBlanc's insistence that oysters should only join his seafood gumbo just before he serves a bowl. He sorts crawfish by hand, and his small counter-service eatery boasts a selection of local craft beers to wash the spicy shellfish down. Most of all, what shines, though, are the New Orleans standards, updated just a bit for a new generation. As the local restaurant scene has grown rapidly in recent years, it has also added unprecedented diversity. For people looking to dine out, it's been an exciting time as chefs tackle global cuisines and restaurateurs mine the hottest national trends for their new concepts. Meanwhile, others are making the case for new restaurants that can stand apart by standing up for food New Orleans already knows by heart. For instance, the uptown corner joint Ferret Street Po' Boy and Donut Shop, the mid-city restaurant Neo's Creole Cuisine, and Porter and Luke's restaurant in Old Metairie all took the instantly recognizable standards of New Orleans neighborhood eateries as their starting points when they opened over the past few years. The approach can reach far beyond the menu and marketing of a restaurant to shape the way its kitchen hires and trains staff. The new Blue Crab restaurant and oyster bar on the lakefront is another good example. Here, the owners decided that instead of an executive chef to create new dishes, what they needed most was a team of veteran New Orleans cooks with the timing, intuition, and technique to make great gumbo and fried seafood consistently. Still, old habits endure, and some fundamentals of the fine dining world do penetrate the way LeBlanc runs Bevi Seafood Company. He whips up charred onion mayo, for instance, and he makes a special fried oyster po' boy dressed with smoked gouda and pastrami bacon. Behind the scenes, where the heavy lifting of this hard-working seafood operation happens, the basics of the boil are arranged with an eye for order that any trained chef would recognize as the well-prepped mise en place. Only here, that takes the shape of lemons by the crate, celery by the box, and cayenne pepper by the 40-gallon barrel. Learn more at wwno.org.